What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
These days, everyone and their cat has a podcast about the entertainment industry. Am I right? But few shows have as much fun doing it as Rico and the Man with Rob Traegler and Peter Martino. Yes, New Jersey meets California in this bi-coastal, hilarious show where two old college buddies take shots at all things entertainment. With almost 20 years of tumultuous hot takes, Rob and Peter's on-air chemistry, witty banter, and irreverent discussions make you feel like you're hanging out with old friends. Rico and the Man is a laugh-out-loud look at Hollywood's past. Past, present, and troubling future. With special guests, trivia, listener feedback, and comedy bits, this no-holds-barred podcast is the perfect distraction from your everyday troubles. With new episodes every week, Rob and Peter invite you to laugh along as they praise, pummel, and pick apart show business. Don't miss Rico and the Man with Rob Traegler and Peter Martino, available on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Reddit on Wiki, the podcast famous for doing the crappiest research on the internet. I am one of your hosts, currently sleepless as fuck because I am a new dad to a demon 80-pound baby. It is I, your boy John Consignato. I am joined today by my amazing co-host. First up, he's the man who adapted the way of the memes. And joke is all on you, Wikimaniacs, because every week he's been subliminally indoctrinating you to join his compound. He's the host of Let's Start a Cult, Canada's own. Josh Shell, what's happening, bro?
Not much. I just trying to make more episodes to indoctrinate more people. So this is going well.
It is. You're just up front with it now.
I know. He's getting bold, yeah. Man. And last but certainly not the least, my man's probably riding the high of that Houston, Texas beatdown of the Jaguars. He's the master of smut. As you probably heard last episode, and all things filthy. Rumor has it that Kenny Omega was named the number one wrestler by Pro Wrestling Illustrated because this man just let him. He's the host of Shots and Thoughts, Houston legend, Sean Salvino. What's happening, my guy?
Not too much, man. I will say the Houston Texans, this comes out probably 2 weeks from that Jaguars win. And I'll make a bold prediction that we lost huge the next two games since then. The Jaguars are just that shitty. But what's up, Wikimaniacs? Glad to be back. And again, Master of Smut is now Josh. That man is, he narrated that whole thing like a pro. It's almost like he was the author himself.
I wrote, directed, and produced that screenplay.
God damn.
Sean, God. Just funded it.
I filmed it. One ham on the camera, the other hand.
It's a shaky video.
Keep something steady. All right, you know how I always like to start my episodes? I like to do quick housekeeping items. We actually have a new review from Podchaser that I wanted to spotlight. And This one comes from Jeremy Prevost. Sorry if I butchered your last name, Jeremy. But it reads as this. And it's a 5-star rating. And it goes, quote, "These guys are fun. Great chemistry and interesting subjects. They'll talk to you about something random on Wiki and make you laugh all the way to the end."
That was good. Yeah, that's very nice.
I think we have a lot of fun recording it. So I think the audience can hear that we're having fun.
Thank goodness.
So yeah, just want to say thank you so much, Jeremy, for taking the time out of your day to show us some love. And hopefully you keep enjoying. Also, just want to say big ups. We did just record an episode with our friend Lindsay from Ye Olde Crime. And she invited us to do the Can You Crack the Cramp Word segment. And we're definitely excited to listen to it. I just learned a bunch of Victorian words that I'm probably going to use.
I don't know if we'll be invited back.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But Lynn's is more than welcome.
I think this episode comes out after our Ye Olde Crime.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. So that comes out October 1st or 2nd. This one comes out October 4th. So it's kind of a huge thank you to Lindsay. I appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
And I just want to say thank you as well to my good friend from the UK, Stuart from British Murders Podcast. He invited me to do a collab episode covering the Chris Benoit case. So thank you, Stuart. Really appreciate you. And thank you for showing some love for Reddit on Wiki.
Hell yeah.
Last one. Speaking of showing some love, boys, at this time of the recording, we had the very best week that we had on Good Pods.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
We just want to celebrate that. And just a quick plug, I absolutely love this app because they focus so much on the indie podcast scene. And let me tell you, we had some of the best rankings that I've seen like for a long time ever for us. So it goes as this. We're still number one in history. And we were number two in arts. Just behind Podcast Father, who owns all the damn charts. We were number eight in comedy.
Nice.
Nice.
Good. And on the top 100 of all the shows in Good Pods, we peaked at number 17.
So this goes to prove that sex sells.
Yeah.
Sex.
We're truly only in the art section for this month. So
yeah,
it is. We're glad you guys are enjoying it. We can't thank you enough, guys, for listening in.
We reel you in with the history and keep you with the smut. That's our saying. That's our tagline.
That should be our new tagline now.
I do want to give another shout out for John's performance on British Murders Podcast. He got his first bad review.
Yes.
So you're officially a fucking big time real life podcaster, dude.
Apparently, I'm a 6-year-old thug. So
that is an accurate description.
It is. I mean, I'm as tall as a 6-year-old. So yes, that is probably right. So yes, I do feel like a true podcaster now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just want to say thank you to all the Wikimaniacs. We really appreciate it. Any other shout out for you guys before we get started?
No, I think you covered every single one. So that was good. Thank you. And we'll hopefully keep making you laugh or cringe, whatever one comes first.
Or both.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, so we were talking about earlier how this is going to be coming out October 4th. And we will be kicking off our month-long spooky season this week as this, again, episode released on October 4th. And the rest of the guys are going to be doing something creepy slash scary for you this month. So for my contribution this week, I will be talking about the Winchester Mystery House. So before I go any further, do you have any idea what this house is all about?
Well, if I had to guess, I would say it would be a house full with rooms full of Winchester rifles in surprising places.
Surprising places.
Here's a toilet.
One in the toilet.
Boom, gun compartment.
one behind the TV, one on top of the TV.
Have you guys seen those sink? Those bed has the backboard and then you hit your hands and then a rifle comes up?
Yes.
Dude,
that is the most fucking American thing ever.
Dude,
that is very American. I feel
like that's extremely dangerous. Like insane. It doesn't seem that hard to just hit your hands on the back of a backboard. Like a kid easily. Oh. Bad news.
Imagine you're having a good time with your spouse and you just raise your hands and then like bam, guns.
You know what I do enjoy though? The COVID conversation has taken over the gun debate.
Oh.
It's the same people on the same sides. It's just
true.
Different argument.
Everything is politicized, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Even stuff.
We're having our election actually.
How are you?
You're having what?
We're having our election actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This week.
Was it for a prime minister?
Yeah.
Did you vote?
You guys don't even know about it, do you?
No. Wait, I know one of the guys.
I hope you know our prime minister.
Trudeau?
Is that the Trudeau guy?
Yeah, it is Trudeau.
Okay. Isn't he problematic, sort of?
Yeah, he's had some not great.
Like, didn't he have like a pretty problematic Halloween costume? There it is. Yep, that was bad.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The worst part, The worst part about it, this is a white guy talking, but the worst part about it was he was going as a Middle Eastern man and he just went full blackface. And
it's yikes.
Like, okay, well, like,
that's cringe.
Please get the shade right if you're going to be racist. Come on.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Is he he can't run?
Oh, yeah. No, he's absolutely. Well, there's no term limit in Canada.
Oh, for real?
I don't think so, no.
Damn.
Who's the favorite over there? Like, can you tell, like, who do you think's going to win, or is it pretty even?
Oh, it is split, my dude. Liberals are supposed to be in the lead, but the NDP are splitting the vote, which are like our AOC Bernie kind of party. And then Green Party, they take a few votes as well. And then we have the Conservative Party, which is like the Liberal rivals. So they're like both kind of center right, center left. And the Conservatives are doing pretty well, but the PPC party, PPC. Which is like our...
See my PP, PPC!
Which is like our Nazi party.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Damn.
No, they're not that bad, but they're...
They're not that bad.
They're probably like your right-wing Republicans. Ah. Like far-right Republicans.
Like the
That's how I would...
The Ben Shapiro's and the Larry Elders of the group, huh?
Yeah, those type of people.
You know, I truly have not gotten the Ben Shapiro being confused about WAP out of my head since y'all mentioned that. I'm like, how the fuck does he not know what that is?
That is the best.
And then you clip. See he has a wife and kids. I'm like, there's absolutely no way.
How do they do it?
No way.
Before we get into more political shit, that's how we ended up being top two in politics for some reason. John, what's your guess about what the Winchester man or house is all about?
So I did not know that was even a type of rifle until Josh said. So I'm going to guess this is the house of the creator of the Winchester rifle. And he was possessed by Lord knows what. And then murdered his family with his own invention. And then murdered himself.
I like that.
Chris Benoit style.
Damn, fucking dark.
That'd be so hard to murder yourself with a Winchester. Like, it's
long. Yeah, you gotta like...
you gotta put it on the ground and then...
Get your toe in the trigger. Let's
not get instructions. But I don't know. This is the Halloween. I thought that's what you would have... I was trying to match the vibes.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate it. The vibes.
Okay. So this is the article that Wikipedia wrote down. So according to Wikipedia, the Winchester Mystery House is a mansion in San Jose, California, that was once the personal residence of Sarah Winchester, the widow of firearms magnate William Wirt Winchester. The house is located at 525 South Winchester Boulevard in San Jose. The Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion is renowned for its size, its architectural curiosities, and its lack of any master building plan. So they're just like, fuck it, let's make it however. It is a designated California historical landmark and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It is privately owned and serves as a tourist attraction. Since its construction in 1886, the property and mansion were claimed by many to be haunted by the ghosts of those that were killed with Winchester rifles.
So Sean wasn't that far off.
Wasn't that far off, but he didn't murder his family. So under Winchester's day-to-day guidance, it's quote-unquote from the ground up construction, proceeded around the clock by some accounts without any interruption until her death on September 5, 1922, at which time work immediately ceased. Sarah Winchester's biographer, however, says that Winchester routinely dismissed worker for months at a time to take such rest as I might, and notes that this files in the face of claims by today's mystery house proprietors that work at the ranch was ceaseless for 38 years. So it's a big old house, riddled with ghosts that were killed by the Winchester rifle. That's a lot of ghosts.
I was going to say, I feel like the house does not have room for the amount of ghosts that were occupying.
Well, it's a mansion.
So. Yeah. All right. So before we get into more details about the house, we were just joking around about this earlier about that bed. It's a well-known fact that Americans love their guns. Like they'll take away any right in the world, but you try to take away their Second Amendment right, it's GG's. Like they're gonna.
The only thing that comes above it, saying whatever the fuck you want.
Yes.
It makes sense that being able to say what you want is number one, and then number two is I have a gun to back up what I want to say.
You know, I never thought of it like that.
America has really figured it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Truly no flaws in our system, right? Right? We can equal. No,
absolutely perfect. None.
We're a utopia.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Winchester family is known for their repeating rifles and is a staple in American lore. They are so famous that one of their claim to fame is their motto of the gun that won the West, pertaining to the Model 1873. Again, bringing this back to Red Dead Redemption 2, I know, Josh, you play a lot of that. Some of the guns there was actually modeled after some famous Winchester models. So the varmint rifle, if you want to go hunting without messing up the pelts, that's a Winchester rifle. I think one of the shotguns there depicted is the best shotgun in the game. It's a Winchester model. So it's a lot of influences in that. Back in the day, it was apparent how outdated guns were. Depicted in a lot of war movies set in the early days, we see a lot of armies having some sort of a firing squad where one squad goes to the front, they shoot their weapons, and then they have to go back. The other team goes because they have to reload. And according...
Didn't they just do like they shoot and then the front row would squat?
Yeah, pretty much. It was kind of like that. So yeah, according to LOC.gov, that all changed in the 1800s when a man named Oliver Winchester changed the game by introducing the repeating rifle. So the Winchester model allowed for more volume of fire, and the Winchester's brand is so well respected that the U.S. commissioned Winchester to manufacture quite possibly the gun that also won the World War, which was the M1 carbine. It was the standard model for all the allies. And I know Josh is probably getting historical hard on because he loves his history.
I do enjoy this. I did know this. This is good. I'll fact check you.
Yes. You're going to fact check the damn show that doesn't believe in facts.
Yeah. Again, crappily researched. It's in our tagline, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you heard the Wikipedia entry a little earlier. So now we're going to get into more details about the house itself. And according to AtlasObscura.com, Sarah Winchester ventured west from New Haven, Connecticut to San Jose, California after her husband passed away due to some health complication. Forgot to write what it was, but I want to say it was tuberculosis is the cause of death.
Oof.
So for over three decades, Sarah hired workers to work nonstop, day in and day out, for about 38 years to transform the house to some sort of a legendary figure in the San Jose community, as well as the rest of the U.S. So according to the official Winchester Mystery House website, this is what the house had as features. And this is kind of like, anyone here watch MTV Cribs back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if you have to give a fucking tour of this house, okay? Check out these features. 24,000 square feet. 10,000 windows.
10,000.
Oh my God.
2,000 doors.
2,000?
2,000 doors. 100.
Okay. And there's a Winchester behind each one.
160 rooms.
Oh. Jesus, maybe there is enough room for all of these ghosts.
Yeah.
And I know we're fucking joking around about how the hell there's a lot of ghosts. There's a lot of rooms. Yeah.
A lot.
Imagine doing Airbnb and it's just like, oh, you get one room each. Damn, you make a fucking profit, man.
God damn.
Shit.
What else did it have? 52 skylights, 17 chimneys, 13 bathrooms, 6 kitchens. And at the time it was built, it was valued at around $5 million back in 1923. But So if you do the inflation adjustments, it would have been around $71 million to make right now.
Oh,
wow. Classic millionaires doing whatever the fuck they want for dead bodies.
So
love capitalism.
I know, right?
It's the best.
Yeah. Fuck socialism.
Don't you.
So a Reddit user, DRSFMD, sent a link in the Today I Learned subreddit. And the link was redirected to an architecturaldigest.com article where it was actually revealed that in 2016, an additional room was discovered inside the mansion's attic where they found what it seems like an extended sewing room fitted with furniture and machines. And you just got to think about it. Like, imagine decades later, and they're still finding out some rooms. So who knows?
Jesus.
What the hell else is hiding there? Right? No floor plans. It was just created out of whim. Before we continue on with more history about the house, we'll be right back on Reddit on Wiki after a few words from our sponsors. What's up, Wikimaniacs? Did you know that since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses? Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're an office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut the confusion out of shipping. With Stamps.com's new rate advisor tool, you can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code, POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, now we're back. We're going to continue on with this episode. So this land was actually bought in 1884 and was actually initially a farmhouse. Like mentioned before, carpenters worked on this house day in and day out, and the house was then transformed to become a huge seven-story mansion house.
Jeez, seven stories.
Seven stories. So if you had seven stories in your house, tell me what type of dream features would you want in it?
Podcast.
Podcast room for sure.
Yes.
Fiber internet to every room.
Fiber internet for sure.
I'd definitely do a workout room. I think that'd be
fat. That didn't even cross my mind. fucking fat. Jesus, a gym.
The whole third floor is just a pool.
Damn.
And just full of water beds. Hey, we're going crazy here. Okay. Shooting range on the sixth floor.
Wow.
So if any bullets go through the windows, it won't hit anyone. I don't know what else you would need. And like the biggest issue for me is that they call it a house when it really is a skyscraper.
What do you mean? Seven stories. Is that counting like underground?
No, just seven stories.
Seven stories. That's 70 feet high. This is not a mansion, guys. This is fucking a corporate
building.
Apartment, bro.
Yeah, it's an apartment building.
Seven stories. Jesus Christ.
I would build secret passageways. I think that would be sick.
That just reminds me of a fucking Nacho Libre. Have y'all seen that movie?
Yes.
Secret tunnels. How did you get here so fast?
Isn't that the movie you said that you've watched probably like 10 times already?
Yeah. Watched that way too many times.
Oh my God. I would not know what to do either with that much house. Well, Mrs. Winchester actually had some idea what to do with the house. And she had some sort of an eccentric taste in design that probably won't be approved by the dudes from Property Bros. I'm guilty. I watch some of that type of TV nowadays now that I'm getting a little older.
They've been having some controversies.
They have been having controversies. But
yeah,
the most random thing I feel like I saw in the pandemic was learning that one of the Property Brothers is dating Zooey Deschanel. Like, that's the most random couple I've ever seen in my life.
You telling me a new girl bangs dating? I don't even know what their names are.
Yeah, I don't know their names. I just know they're Property Brothers. They were having controversy. They were saying people who had their houses built, but like 6 months later, the whole thing is falling apart. It's a piece of shit. They didn't do really good.
Building code violations, yeah. All sorts of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Which makes sense. How do you get like permits from the city that fast? They'd be making these houses in like 2-3 days.
Right. There's no way they're doing it by code.
No, there's no way they're doing it by code.
Isn't that like kind of like how, I don't know if you guys ever watched Pimp My Ride back in the day. Wasn't it kind of like the same thing?
Ooh, maybe.
Oh yeah, sort of. They'll just be like, all right, leave. And then 3 days later, it's a fucking brand new house, but there's no way. You cannot have quality work that fast.
Nah, they probably just like fucking plaster stickers all over, duct tape everything. Like,
we've got 8 more houses to do this month.
You got to keep the money flowing.
Yeah.
So the house had some odd features in it, and it had, they had a bunch of fucking doors in there. They had random doors that had no rooms behind it.
The fuck?
That's my kind of house. I fucking love that.
Dude, it's a
fucking
false door. Bro.
Staircases leading to nowhere. And the reason why she made this was because she thinks ghosts were after her. And again, from the intro before, she believed that the ghosts killed by the Winchester rifles were after her. So a medium, prior to her traveling west, advised her to keep a building a house nonstop so the spirits would never get to her.
Oh my God. That is some white guilt.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Do spirits travel wherever the fuck they want? They're going to be like, oh,
yeah.
This door, stairs, they're just going to go through it, right?
I could donate my money to help people and then I'll be forgiven that way.
No.
But no, I will use it to build terribly.
Build a maze house.
Okay, so although it had 7 stories at first, it actually got shaved down to about 4 stories when an earthquake occurred in 1906 that caused some structural damage. So it's kind of...
God was like, this shouldn't exist.
Yes, it's too tall, damn it. But the final product, however, is considered a marvel. It's made from quality redwood. And although it was, for some reason, Sarah hated the color of the redwood. So she was like, I want it to be colored grain instead. Like, I want it to be stained in the grain color. And she had one of the most unique houses because the house was actually built in a floating foundation. So kind of like what you see in like bridges. So that's the reason why like her house didn't completely get demolished when the earthquake happened, because it was built to survive that. And it was said the house had like a ton of bathrooms, right? But it was, legend has it that only one of those functions actually work.
No. No, one bathroom?
There's no way.
Only one bathroom, because they thought that
7 stories, one bathroom.
Because they believe that they only needed one functional bathroom so they can confuse the spirits.
What? How would that confuse them?
Maybe they hear like a toilet. They're just like, oh, there she is.
That sounds like a gun.
Yeah, that sounds like a gun. Who's busting ass sounds like a fucking Winchester.
Yo, this medium is making a killing right now.
Fact. Yeah.
A killing.
This lady sounds off a rocker. Holy shit.
But, you know, still the house was completely lavish. It has gold and silver decorations. And one of the best features it has is that it has a stained glass window designed by the person who is the inventor of the company, Tiffany. I don't know. Wild. I'm pretty sure you guys know Tiffany. It's the famous company that sells a fucking paperclip for $250 just because it has the word Tiffany in it.
It's like Supreme.
Supreme, exactly. Yeah. They slap. Oh my
Fun
God.
Fun fact, Tiffany, that blue made its way onto this is a sneakerhead fact, but the color made its way onto a Nike SB Dunk. And can we guess what the value of a Tiffany SB Dunk is?
$12,000.
Okay, maybe that's a little high for a shoe, but I mean, this is
$2,000
closer. All right. So this shoe ranges from pretty much $2,500 to $3,000.
Oh shit.
Just because it's a Tiffany color?
Well, because it, you know, it's like a limited shoe or whatever, but the colorway was Tiffany. It's called the Nike.
Damn.
Nike Dunk Low Tiffany. Oh.
So you just need $1,000 supply and demand.
Exactly.
Wikimaniacs, our shirts are almost out. Please.
Yeah,
we're selling them for.
We only made 3 shirts, guys.
So John's got one of them.
I got one.
There's only 2 left. The resale value will be high.
Yeah. John refused to give them to us. So
yes,
please get them while you can at a reasonable price of $299. That's $299, not $2.99. So get them now.
So, to continue on, Sarah Winchester passed away in September of 1922, and now the house is under the care of Winchester Investments, LLC. Mm. So in popular culture, you can find Winchester Mansion is well-renowned and is featured in many forms of media, and it was a kind of inspiration to a lot of things. Has anyone here ever been to like Disneyland or Disney World?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this looks like the Eddie Murphy house, huh?
Yes, the Winchester Mansion was an inspiration to the Haunted Mansion ride in Disney Park.
Hell yeah.
I Googled it whenever we were halfway, during our ad break, I Googled it. And I was like, yeah, this hoe looks haunted as fuck. This is scary.
And it was also featured in the show Mythbusters. And one of the hosts claimed that the place was so eerie that it gave her nightmares after visiting. And also shows like Ghost Adventures, BuzzFeed's Unsolved covered his place, as well as podcasts such as one of my personal favorites ever, Lore.
Hell yeah.
So they've been featured a lot. So this is from an subreddit, and a user named The Lonious Jazz posted that they were actually a tour guide about a decade ago, and they were sharing some experiences they had in the Winchester house. And they put, quote, "The creepiest moment I've had in the house was once when I was leading a tour. There was this one door that kept opening and closing. I don't know how many, like 600 doors doing that. I knew that it wasn't the fan because it was pointing away from the door and it wasn't moving. I knew that there wasn't anyone on the other side of the door because we don't often send people into that part of the house to clean. And that's always on a Wednesday. And this was a Tuesday. It couldn't just have been a breeze. Because that door led to another part of the house that was inside, and there were no open windows in the rooms on either side of the door. Still don't know what it was. Also, to add to the creepiness, the room that was on the other side of the door was the same room that Mrs. Winchester passed away in."
Oh, hell no. Oh. Hell no.
So she reverse Uno'd it. Yeah. I'm going to haunt my own house.
She's walking around her own house being like, "There's actually no other fucking spirits in here. It's just fucking me, dude. I built this whole mansion for no reason, man."
She's haunting around. "I keep getting fucking lost. Who built this goddamn place?
Why do these stairs go to nowhere?
This door is nothing."
And another Reddit user, Scott Sierra, stated that they were a skeptic, but had an incident with their camera starting, stating, "I have a tendency to turn off my camera when I'm not taking a photo. And when I stopped to shoot a little square room on the top floor, it wouldn't turn on. I tried again in the next room with the same result." So, and if you guys are more of a paranormal fans, that's one of the first things that entities tend to mess with, or like camera equipment. Anything that has a battery, they tend to drain out right away. So that
Just paranormal experts not wanting to admit they forgot to charge their batteries.
That's another one too. Or it's like their fucking crappy iPhone iPhone 8 that dies like every 2 hours like mine. Because I haven't upgraded yet.
Just so the Wikimaniacs have a peek behind the screen, this is our second time recording. Could John's new house be haunted because it took him forever to get a strong enough Wi-Fi connection to do this?
Hey, yo, chill, man. Shit, bro. Like,
as soon as he mentioned the Winchester Mansion.
Mm. Oh, hey, come on, man. Don't be saying shit like that, bro.
I think that door's been opening and closing. What do you think?
It's probably
I've been seeing the lock open and close. It's kind of weird. Locking, unlocking. It's weird.
Well,
and John only has one bathroom, so.
Joke's on you. I have 4.
But only one works. Functional.
Only one is functional. Oh, shit. Okay, so before we cap off this episode, I asked you guys to do a little bit of research. And we did say that this was supposed to be kind of a games episode, but I cheated and I got lucky because it kind of landed on spooky season for me because I'm not a game master like Sean, but I think we can still do something interactive. So I'm going to give you guys a scenario.
Your idea?
Yes, it was, but it was mostly for you.
Not like it.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a scenario. I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to come up with it if you haven't. But here's the scenario. You are one of the people who were killed by the Winchester rifle. You were then sent to whatever place you believe in, and now you have been tasked to seek retribution by eliminating the final boss, which is Sarah Winchester. And just what we discussed, you along with three ghosts slash monsters, whatever, will be trapped in the house and you must use their abilities to get to her. And let's pretend for the sake of this scenario, the walls within the house are indestructible. You can't just ram through walls. So you got to be strategic on who you pick and come up with a sick nickname for your team.
So these are, we can only monsters only or ghosts?
You can do monsters, ghosts, creatures, whatever you want. It's going to be your dream team to take out Sarah Winchester.
Are we doing draft style?
You can do one at a time, or you can say all three, whatever you want.
Let's do draft style. I think that'll be fun.
Okay.
Should I get my D20? We could roll to see who goes first. All right, we're going full on shots and thoughts at the end of John's episode. All right, D20.
I'm not part of this game, by the way. It's between you two.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I rolled... Fuck my ass. A 10.
What'd I roll?
You rolled. Click. 2.
Damn. All right. With the first overall pick, who is Team Sean choosing?
All right. 3 ghosts. I will.
Or monsters.
Or monsters. With the first overall pick, I'm going the villain from the 90s cartoon, Anastasia. What the fuck was his name? He's magical.
He has Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. No, it wasn't. It was Rasputin. Rasputin. That's first. Rasputin. He's going to use his magic to figure out, you know, which doors are nothing doors and which doors are real doors.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
With my first pick, I'm going to go with Pennywise from It.
Oh.
I believe his scary clown abilities will terrify her, but he's also just crazy powerful. So I think that'd be a good one.
You know, I've never watched It.
Really? Not even the remake, the new ones?
No, I am not a scary movie type of guy. Believe it or not.
Oh my God.
Fair enough.
But I heard they were good.
They were pretty good.
They are good. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how scary?
6.
Pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
6 or 7, maybe. Yeah. If you don't like scary movies, definitely 7, probably. Yeah.
Okay. My second pick, I'm going into the Marvel universe because I'm a nerd. I'm going the Ghost Rider.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Whenever we do catch her, he'll use his chain, bring her in, and then do the little eye thing where he makes her relive all of her sins.
Ooh. Oh, I like
that'd
that.
That'd be a long, yeah, damn. That'd
be a long, long vision.
That's hard to top. I think with navigating the house, there's only one monster that can truly do it well, and that is the alien. From the Alien movie.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Has the sniff out. And if Sean doesn't pick Predator, that would be a good one too. But
I am not going to pick Predator. So if you want to go ahead and take that, you can. I'm going to go my third and final pick. I'm going, if Mrs. Winchester falls asleep and we can't find her, I'm going Freddy Krueger. He'll find where she's sleeping, get in her dreams, wake her up, leader. My other team is Freddy Krueger.
That's a good one. All right. To cap mine off, I'm going to go. So I've gone pretty nimble and stealth and strategic. But if all fails, I'm taking Godzilla. He's just going to fuck up the house.
Wait, how is he going to fucking fit in the walls?
He won't. He's going to just kick the house down.
You got to be there, fucking Winchester.
Yeah.
He's, the walls were indestructible.
They are, but how is
not
he
against Godzilla?
He's just gonna be waiting outside. It's like, goddamn, this shit ain't gonna break. Okay,
just
so we got Team Sean with Rasputin, Ghost Rider, and Freddy Krueger, and we got Team Josh, Pennywise, the alien, fucking Godzilla. So we're gonna put this up on a poll for all the Wikimaniacs to vote, and we got to decide on the punishment, guys. What's the punishment for this round?
I say, you know, more of the same, unless y'all have other ideas. But if I lose, and John reads it.
What? No, what the fuck? Why me?
How would I read it on my own episode?
Do a different punishment.
This is what we should do. A different punishment. If I lose, I will, at the start of whoever's next episode, I'll bring my other podcast in, and I'll take two shots at the beginning of the episode. If Josh loses,
I got a good one. I got a good one.
Oh, okay. Let's hear this out.
Sorry to cut you off, but to keep it Halloween themed, the loser has to watch the winner's choice of scary movie.
Wait, but you already like scary movies.
Well, it depends on which one you pick. It could be a bad one.
Fuck me. Yeah, that's fine.
Is that
and then we could do a bonus episode where we review that movie.
Is that a deal?
I'm going to really need you to vote for me. I'm not trying to watch no goddamn scary movie.
You do know, because you just said that you don't like scary movies, they're all going to vote for Josh.
They're all going to vote, yeah.
Guess what, Wikimaniacs? I fucking love scary movies. I can't get enough of them. You know what I'm saying? It's just whatever Josh gives me, I'm sure I've already even fucking seen it, you know, because I love them so much. So what's the point of making me watch a movie I've already seen?
He's going to watch Nacho Libre 20 times after.
That's goddamn right.
Palate cleanser. Oh, shit.
I'm trying to sleep, y'all. Don't fuck me up.
Hey, you got Freddy Krueger in your team, all right? So you think you'll be
all right? I haven't watched it. I just know the general vibes of his character.
I think I already know what Josh is going to pick for you to watch then. If it's maybe we'll make him watch it.
I was going to say, I have a few choices up my sleeve, but
Jesus. Do you like Disney Channel movies? The only scary movie I know is Halloween Town, dude. It's the
That's not even scary.
My girlfriend's going to make me watch that one this month.
It's a good one. I watch it every year to get in the mood. You know, that's as scary as it gets over at the Salvino household.
Why you watch Hocus Pocus for anything witchy, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Sean, you can pick any movie for me to watch and I'll watch it.
What do you hate as much as I hate scary movies? Or do you just love all movies?
Musicals.
Oh.
Musicals? I don't love musicals, but La La Land is my shit. I fuck with La La Land heavy.
Nah.
So La La Land versus a scary movie then.
All right.
Okay. That's
vote,
the bet.
Vote Wikimaniacs.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode, Wikimaniacs. Let us know your thoughts. If you've been to the Winchester Mystery House, please share us some stories. Remember that you can show us some love on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, and Podchaser. By the time you're listening to this episode, consider being one of our patrons. We are going to launch our Patreon website. And what was I going to say? And we can also find all our info, or you can find all our info on Reddit on wiki.com. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This is John, along with my co-host, Josh and Sean. We are signing off.
Sorry, I'm not going to make Josh watch La La Land. Because if I make him watch it and he loves it, then I'm going to have to hear him review how much he hates it. So I'm going to pick a musical that I also hate and make Josh watch that.
All right.
Well, go on. So what musical do you hate?
This is an unpopular opinion because a lot of people fucking like this movie, but I cannot stand it. It's the Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
Oh. Mm, I just saw TikTok on that today.
I loathe that movie. The songs are good. But the movie itself is, I hate it.
Okay.
I fucking hate
it. I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. But well, I won't have to watch it, so it doesn't matter.
There you go.
You fuck.
Okay.
I want you to go 0-2 on these goddamn games. What maniacs do you think?
Again, thank you again for tuning in this week. This is John along with my co-hosts, Josh and Sean. We are signing off. Remember, if you saw something that kept you up at night, you must have read it on Wiki. Peace.
Bye. Spooky.
Spooky.
Ooh.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.